You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Hello! All right, here we go. TJ and Jody's house. And Jody, you were so insistent last time that we have guests. Mm-hmm. We have the best guest we could get on any guest list. Mm-hmm. The Riggins is here. Mm-hmm. And do you know what a big deal it is that Riggins is here?
Yeah.
And he usually has to hurry home and let his little dog out to poo-poo and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, I don't have you on the... What microphone is that?
What? Who, me?
No, Riggins. Oh.
Hello, check. There we are. Good morning.
Okay, I had the wrong microphone on.
Hello.
Wow. Thrilling to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah.
So thrilled to have you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
Yin and yang over there.
Whatever. I mean, it's starting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I asked Riggins the other day if he would be the guest, because obviously you didn't think it was that big of a deal to have guests after you made such a big deal out of it, because you came with no suggestions.
I'm waiting on my poll.
Zero suggestions. Your poll?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing at night now?
Yeah.
Waiting on the poll.
You're stupid.
What poll are you talking about?
I said I wanted to know if, A, they wanted the guest, and B, who. Give me some suggestions of who.
Okay, well, what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting on the results. I don't know how to get that.
I told you Riggins puts those polls up and stuff. We don't need polls. I told you that. We don't need, when it comes to this stuff.
I love a poll.
We don't need the polls.
I heard it on the podcast last week. She wanted a poll. I wasn't going to put up the poll without TJ telling me to put up the poll. So... What? Sorry.
I know.
I don't take my orders from you. As fun as that would be.
Yeah.
But I would never.
Indirectly, you kind of do.
I kind of do. That's true. And I'd be happy to. I love Jody. But I wouldn't go behind his back and do something that he didn't ask for.
I get it.
And we don't need polls. Like I said, you can't let the listeners dictate what you do.
Why?
You take suggestions from them. You want to do things that make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't let them pick the content.
Well, then how do you get the suggestions?
If we're, you know, we'll see a message here or there. If we're out somewhere and they say, y'all need to do more of,
All right.
Like we have this new thing called the Random Redneck. You know, they say, you need to do more of that. Okay, well, we'll do that.
Okay.
We wouldn't let them come in and go, you know who you need to interview? My cousin Ralph.
I wouldn't interview my cousin Ralph.
He has a dog that was born with two asses.
All right.
And they done been talking to him from the Weekly World News and took pictures of him, put it all over the internets.
Got it.
He's funny as hell, too. I tell you, he get him going. He's a character. So we wouldn't do that.
Okay. Good. Maybe I'll show up next week with my surprise guest.
Please. Do that.
Sure will.
Do that. Oh, whatever snooty friend you're going to bring up in here.
Ooh.
I'm sure has a lot to say that's entertaining and relatable to the impoverished women who listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Out there with your
whatever
country club friends.
Can I add, like, yeah, what did you have an idea of a guest that you like? Are you talking about celebrities or your friend?
Like, no, like, I don't know. I gotta do some digging.
Okay, you don't know. She's got no answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I do have a friend that does some acting stuff.
Okay.
And she's my trainer.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, yeah, she could, she probably has interesting things she could talk about.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe y'all could get on The View. That's what that sounds more like. Y'all should be on The View.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about woman things.
I'm fixing to get a view of my car and go home.
No, I love that Susie. You know I love Suze.
Yeah.
I really do.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's who you're talking about. Because I know you have a lot of trainers who are actresses and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So... we're supposed to tell you in this part of the podcast that you need to be listening to the other podcasts that we provide mm-hmm. with the Ace and TJ 5G network. A lot of people, you know, they only have a couple of G's. We got five of them.
Ooh.
We're the OGs of 5Gs. So there's that Sarah, which is why would anybody date? No, it's why I'm single.
Yeah.
Yeah, which should be called Why Would Anybody Want to Date These Losers that she talks about on that show, right?
More like mm-hmm.
That's more like it. No, she's a sweet girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never met her.
I know. And then Nerd News, Rob's mm-hmm. little show mm-hmm. that I'm sure probably three, four people are probably on board with that now.
You're so horrible.
And then Alexis... Mm-hmm. Her little show.
Yeah.
What's it called? In the Loop. In the Loop with Lex, right?
Yeah. As I said, Nerd News 2. I don't know. I don't know. That's also
Nerd News Part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could actually be called High Times.
Yeah.
But that's already a thing. High Times. Good. Yeah. Where she talks about Netflix and... talking to the moon and the universe and all those types of things.
I heard a little bit of it mm-hmm. this week. She was talking real quiet. It was 4 a.m.
Oh, because she does it in her closet.
Oh, and she didn't want to wake her neighbors. That's sweet that she was being quiet.
Well, I mean, it's dangerous if she wakes her neighbors.
You're horrible.
They'll just start blasting through the wall.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
And that's it. And that thing Alexis does on, is it the Facebook or the Instagram or both on Thursday nights?
On Facebook. She does More Show Live.
More Show Live. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to take a break and then come back with what we like to call the meat of the podcast. That's coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
TJ and Jody's House.
So, hey, we're back with Riggins as our special guest.
Yay.
The Riggins.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many times have you said that to the football team, huh? Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, boys.
Gosh.
I don't remember what all we talked about on the last podcast because
mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, I don't remember things that are short-term memory mm-hmm. things. But Riggins, you said she was blasting you on the last one. She was giving you trouble and you weren't even here.
Blasting? Is that a little dramatic?
Maybe. I don't know. No, I just happened to, you know, I listen to the podcast every week and I usually watch it on YouTube. So I'm sitting on my couch and I just like go to a random section and I start. And the first thing that comes up is I hear my name out of Jody's mouth. And she's going, what does he do all day? Bah, bah, bah. And she's making this face. She's like making the scowling face. I go, what the hell did I do? Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what she was. I was so pissed off. It was like the middle of the day. I was like, are you kidding me? Because you know I'm not lying. You know that's the truth.
I don't recall saying, what do you do all day?
It was something along those lines.
Like, and then, what does he got to do? What does he do? Yeah.
He doesn't do this. No, I know he's sensitive. I was like, what the hell?
You are sensitive.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You are too, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. Like,
yeah, and that's why she wants guests in here. She can't even tell you why, but she wants guests because she gets bored with me.
Yeah.
Just like at home. She gets bored with me, and she wants some of her friends around, so she'll have a good time.
I don't know why I get bored with him. I mean, he just finished, 11 seasons of what?
What's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah.
So nobody sees him. He's finishing 11 seasons of that.
So you would think that you would cherish the time that we have in here together broadcasting, okay, Jody. And then, yeah, she gives you a hard time, asks those questions. Like, what do you, she doesn't understand you because she doesn't understand me.
Exactly.
And we're alike.
And she, when she looks at me, she sees you and she doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm going to just lay into him.
Yeah, even before we got started today, she started in with, there's Junior and you know.
Yeah.
I walked outside after the regular show was done just to get a breath of fresh air. We've been in this room for 5 hours. And Jody pulls up into the parking lot and says, oh, hey, Jody. She goes, what are you doing out here? I'm like, I'm just getting a breath of fresh air. And she goes, getting a breath of fresh air. Like, she's just everything. I was like, yeah. Just, you know, I've been in that room all day. I'm just trying to get out for a second.
Seems a little unnecessary.
Weird. Yeah. Weird. That's weird. I'm like, okay. Anyway.
But she is such an advocate of getting fresh air. Is going it? Around slamming the windows open at home. We got to get some fresh air in here.
I do love some fresh air. Yeah.
But you go out for fresh air. You're, you know, you're akin to me, listen, and so it must be stupid.
No, yeah, exactly. This is where the sensitivity comes in. Because I think I just said, oh, you're getting some fresh air, and then you take it. You're getting some fresh air. I'm not saying it like that.
You probably just don't hear yourself.
Right. Oh, that's the stop thing. It. You are so ridiculous.
I said that. If we were on a reality show, God. And you could sit down and people were following us with cameras, and you could see how you say things and hear how you say things. Yeah, I mean, it's not that I'm sensitive. You're just mean.
I am not mean.
You probably don't. You just don't hear it.
Yeah. You know, she always talks about, with that 11, when I scrunch my brow and there's an 11 between my eyes.
Believe me, they know.
She has those same expressions at me when she says stuff like, ugh. You know, like that. And the eye rolling and all that stuff.
La, la, la.
Yeah, you just don't realize.
This is Bash Jody Day. No, bring it on.
No, it's not. Uh-huh. No, it's not.
Whatever.
That's the thing, though, is because everybody talks about how much they love Joe. I love you. You know I love
and
you.
And I love you.
And you know he loves you.
And I kind of love him.
So I wonder, I don't know. You just can't be happy for us, I guess.
Oh, I'm happy for you. So happy. Mm-hmm.
But I was saying this morning that does feel like such an accomplishment. To finish 11 seasons of a show in that short amount of time.
And that is sick that you think that.
Yeah. It's like finishing a book. You know, it's like I finally finished that book, and it was great.
Mm. Yeah, small victories. That's what life is.
Okay.
Yep.
You can't win a marathon every day, but you take it where you, I think that is kind of cool.
And to be able to do that and maintain a full-time job.
Yes, right.
You know?
You're amazing.
But you know, I would be nothing. I would be nothing without God at my side to see me through these trials.
Yeah,
these challenges in life.
Give it up to the big man.
Okay.
Everybody's got those things. Uh-huh. You do some small accomplishment. You're like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I finished it. Mm-hmm. And you know what I did as soon as I finished it? Guess.
Went to bed.
Nope.
Eight.
I texted Riggins and said, I finished Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I was like, congratulations. It was amazing. Gosh. How fun was that?
Have you watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm a
big
fan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd probably like it.
Yeah.
You would. I can't sit that long, though. And,
No, but now that, you wouldn't have to do all 11 years of it, 11 seasons.
Yeah.
But I never watched it because I've always known what a liberal activist Larry David is.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to watch because I thought the whole show would be like that. Sure. And then Riggins told me that it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I gave it a chance and I liked it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of things, if you're a Seinfeld fan, which I am, there are a lot of things in there that are kind of repeat ideas from Seinfeld that he had as a creator and writer of Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. But it was still good.
Good.
It's about a lot of Jewish people.
Okay.
And you need to brush up on your knowledge of the Jews.
I have a couple Jews in my life, and I know what they do.
I know what they do.
Oh my god!
That's not bad.
That's a good thing.
And I love them.
I have a couple of Jews in my life, and I know what they do.
I do. Well, you're telling me to brush up on them.
But does that not sound like a Larry David quote from me? You know what? I got a lot of Jews in my life. I know what they do. I'll see them later. It's fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Well. Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to ask Riggins anything? You know, you since he's here, do you want to interview him as a guest?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what to say. Threw me
she
on
sure
this.
Knows
I
what to say when you're not sitting in here.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, yeah. You had a lot blah, to say blah. When I wasn't here.
Okay, just what do you, like, let's say you went home today at 10.
Yeah.
So what is your day like?
My day is like walking the dog. Mm-hmm. That's first priority.
As soon as you get home.
Yeah. Take him out. Go for a nice long walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get back in, and I start preparing for the next day's show.
And you go to bed at what time?
6 o'clock. 6, 7 o'clock. Between 6 and 7. Most of the time, 6.
Okay.
I need 8 to 9 hours a night.
I get it.
I like a lot
of sleep. I'm with you on that. Me too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he falls asleep immediately and wakes up.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
I've always been a good sleeper, but mm-hmm. Everybody here doesn't sleep well.
No.
No one.
No.
So I'm very thankful. I don't know how it happened, but I need a lot of sleep. So 6 o'clock. So, yeah, I just work on the next day's show. And then the weekend, it's free time, and I can do whatever I want.
And what do you do?
Walk the dog. And then prepare for the next week's show. No. I do all my errands on Friday afternoon and then Saturday morning. And then, yeah, just...
Do you ever go on dates and you just don't want to tell these people?
It's not that I don't want to tell them, but if there's not a good story there, then I'd probably keep it to myself.
Sure. How's that been going?
Fine.
Yeah. Oh.
When's the last time you went on a date?
Maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not recently.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all make the touch of one another?
See, that's why you don't
tell. I was going to say, that's why you don't tell.
Is there immediate, I get it. Like, how many ways did you do it?
I know. I know. It turns into trash quickly.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, but I'm not serious about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I don't want to know all that.
Yeah. Ace would want to be like, so.
Nuh-uh. I don't do that, do I? No. Ace does. I don't. Yeah, Ace wants to know the details.
Ace gets real close to the microphone and he's
so what did you do?
Yeah,
did
exactly.
What time does she leave?
Would you consider her
did you take
slut?
A shower together?
Slut? Did you say, I'm sorry, did you slut? No.
I'm kind of panicked. Like, what?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, you keep those things maybe.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make me any funnier to talk about those stories, you know? And my only job on this show is to be funny and do some other things, but.
But Ace loves to get you crying, though, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, I am sensitive. Like, mm-hmm. I'll cry at an animal movie.
Yeah.
Sweet video on the internet. Like, all that stuff.
Right.
I don't like it when you cry.
Yeah, I don't either.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Because you cry when people cry.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, I just think it's weird.
Yeah, I don't think it's entertaining.
You cry? You're sensitive, too.
I do not.
You are such a baby.
I do not.
He does. He cries all the time.
Does he?
All the time. Yeah.
Like, but you act like
or he'll tell a story and I'll be like, you tuning up?
Mm-hmm.
You tuning up? I see it coming. He's like, no.
Yeah, because I'm talking about my grandmother's last words to me.
No, you're not.
And that's
you're not.
And she's making fun of me for
no,
that.
You're not.
You have like a momentary laugh.
I wish I could
laugh.
Think of something that you do that with that I'm like,
anytime hey, I'm he's tuning up. Anytime I'm talking about
sports
listeners. Being loyal to us and stuff.
Okay, well, that I understand.
If I'm talking about, you know, something patriotic.
Yeah.
Aww. You know, if I'm talking about our Lord, sometimes I'll, you know, the grace that we're... but I know that's hilarious to you.
That is not what I'm talking about.
When I start talking about the grace. Don't do it.
I promised myself I wasn't going to turn on the waterworks. Oh, and I'm all verklempt. See, that's something you know about the Jews, that they say verklempt.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jody doesn't strike me as a crier.
It's not often. It's not often, but I can get her to do it sometimes.
You twist her in it.
Yeah.
No, I do.
Certain wrestling holds.
I do. But I do cry.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do seem to cry more, though, over happy. Like, I watch TV and I cry and things like that. But just, I don't cry a lot at home about.
Well, what would you cry about? I mean,
I don't know. Those kids sometimes can make me cry.
I mean, you know, if people are married to me, they'd be like, oh my God, it's like Disney World every day.
Yeah. Heaven on earth.
Mm hmm.
Yeah. That's it. Heaven on earth. Yep. Mm-hmm. I live it day in and day out.
All right. Well, what else do you want to ask our guests?
I don't know. Quit asking me that. Let's have a conversation and maybe something will come up.
Okay.
I'll put the pressure on.
All right. Well, then you need to throw a conversation starter out there.
Oh, gosh.
Why do I have to do all the work?
Because this is what you do.
I've been talking to Zev for 5 hours today.
Ew. What'd y'all talk about?
No offense.
No, nothing. Just planning a picnic. And
yeah.
A few things like that.
Yeah. You know,
he's coming to spend the night with us.
No, he's not.
You're having a sleepover when you go to Louisiana next month. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We are.
We're going to do that.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Uh-huh.
We need to go ahead and get that fence.
You do need to come out and see our house.
Yeah.
But I know you won't. Well,
that's not true.
It'll take you off your pattern.
When you went out there before, had they even started building it, or I just showed you where the lot was?
No, it was almost built. It looked like it was almost done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was, late September.
Oh.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's days away from being condemned at this point.
Is that right?
It's like destroyed it. Yeah.
It's really falling apart.
Mr. Todd lives out there. Yeah. He comes out there and lives with us part time.
Yeah, he has been at our house more than our kids have been.
What's he doing out there?
Video and stuff. And one time he came to eat.
Yeah.
Because he put up a bunch of TVs for me and I paid him in food and a dinner. Uh-huh. I paid him in food and hard seltzers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he will kill some seltzers.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like worse than any college girl. He's just like, he loves them.
Really?
Yeah. And then I get you a special Christmas pack that had different flavors in it. Like
Bud Light ones?
These were.
Oh, yeah, they were a different brand.
They were Trulies. Yeah.
Those Coors ones were good.
Yeah, but the Truly ones that had like.
Okay.
They were like, right. Like big berry or big grape, something. I don't know. They were pomegranate and something.
Oh.
One of them was green.
Mm. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
And he was sucking them down.
Any more big berries in there?
Mm-mm. You know what they say? The bigger the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Wow. Ew. Yeah, I need to get out there then. I got to see this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I got to see this go down.
What kind of seltzers do you want me to have out there for you?
I wouldn't know. I've never had one.
I think he finally finished off the Coors Light orange cream flavored ones.
Ooh.
Todd, the other day when you were out there.
Did you finish the holiday?
No, there's still some of those out
there. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want that.
Doesn't sound good.
I had a delicious Cosmo last night.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it just a traditional Cosmo, or was it something different?
Yeah,
about
but
it?
This restaurant I went to, you know, usually like it's a small little martini glass. This mm-hmm. was huge and filled to the top.
Whoa.
So good. Mm. So good.
You drink a whole Cosmo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
From a straw. Yeah, a crazy straw.
Yeah.
Makes it fun.
Yeah,
it was good.
But it was a traditional just vodka, mm-hmm. cranberry
yeah.
juice.
Yeah, I was with three other friends, and they all got different ones.
Did y'all taste each other's?
No.
Super spreaders?
No. COVID, no.
Mm-hmm.
We did not.
Yeah, but were any of those friends crazy COVID people, like afraid of it? I know Susie's had COVID like 10 times already and been back.
She had it once.
She had twice at least.
Oh,
I think she had it that other time.
Okay.
I'm like them COVID sniffing dogs.
Yeah,
I can tell when people got it.
I could smell it.
It was good, though.
So, bunch of hens out living a fancy dinner night on Wednesday.
Yeah, I heard her schedule this week. She was like, lunch this day, dinner the next day. I was like, oh my, I was exhausted just listening to that. I can't imagine doing that.
And Riggins, you would lose your mind if you had to participate in one of these lunches because they last about 3 hours.
Oh God.
Okay, but there's a reason for that. So the one I went to Monday, that's been a friend of mine since 20 something years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she moved to South Carolina, and we had not seen each other. I don't even remember the last time. So we met. So, yeah, it was a long lunch.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, Riggins wouldn't. It wouldn't matter if he'd seen him in 30 years. He wouldn't sit in one place in a restaurant for 3 hours and talk. He'd at least change venues.
Yeah.
But I was depressed last week. I needed to get out this week.
You were depressed?
I was sad.
What are you depressed about?
I don't know. I don't know if it was because like the kids are gone.
Oh,
The holidays are over. House is built. The wedding that I was helping plan for a year was finished. Then it snowed, and then we were stuck inside.
I hate that. You've accomplished all your tasks, and now it's snowing.
And it's just boring.
I hate that. Ah!
Why didn't you come to me with this? Tell me you were depressed.
I did. Were you not listening? I did.
You really did?
Yeah.
What did I say? Did I have any help?
Yeah. Maybe you should go get a job.
Oh. That does sound like me. I don't remember saying that, but that sounds like me, doesn't it?
You did. Mm. You did. Uh-huh. And I said, I have one.
Mm-hmm. Raising me.
Oh, that was fun.
That's a full-time job, is raising me.
And I'm working for show now.
No, I know. I remember her saying.
Liar.
I'm just kidding.
You don't.
No, I do.
Yeah, but I think it's normal.
You're in your little red and white pajamas when you said it. You're sitting on the couch.
I doubt it, but.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's just that. Like, you know, people go through that in the wintertime.
And Jody is a mover.
I am.
She's a shaker.
I don't like
sitting. She's got to be doing stuff. Always got to be doing something.
I do.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is that if I text her and go, I have some errands to run today, then she wants to know, where are you going? What are you getting there?
Really?
You know, whatever. What
no,
do you,
I don't.
What, yeah, you do.
You
go, what
say
do you
that,
need?
And I do
what
not.
Do you need at the store? And I'll tell you, and you go, okay, well, I was just seeing because I went to the store yesterday. Or, why are you going to the store? I went yesterday.
But
if I ask her, what are you doing today? I'm like, get out of my business.
Okay, no, I do ask that about the store because sometimes you don't know what I've bought, and there's no reason to get double if it's something that you that I've already bought and you don't know about.
Right, right.
When you say you're running, I don't care.
But I don't mind that you ask follow-up questions to whatever I say. It's that you get upset with me when I ask you, hey, where are you going? Trying to talk. I'm interested. I'm, you know, whatever. And
interested.
Then you're like, it's mind your business. What are you getting out of my business?
Because do you want to hear, I'm going to the cleaners, I'm going to Target, I'm going to the grocery store.
I do. If it's coming in that sweet voice, yeah, absolutely. I do. I'm interested.
Why can't he just ask, like, what do you do? Like, I don't understand
He can, but he truly, really does not want to know.
Yes, I do, or
why
I wouldn't ask. I wouldn't ask if I didn't want to know.
I don't know why you ask. What'd you do?
I just broke Alexis's crystal.
No.
I was just
You broke it and broke Alexis's crystal?
I didn't mean
half?
To. I'm just...
Oh, my camera.
I was just playing with... It's
Stop
like
it.
Charcoal.
You know what? That means something, I bet.
Yeah. You're gonna be
shit.
You're going cursed. Down. You're going down.
Hey.
You better be careful driving.
No,
back.
Here's what I'll do. Listen,
I'll
leave it on Ace's desk here.
Perfect.
And she'll think he did it.
Yeah. Wait a second. It broke in half?
Yeah.
I was playing with one hand.
I don't think she's gonna care.
Is that the
you
crystal?
You don't, Todd. She is going to
care.
Are you
crazy?
But now
she's going to freak
two
out.
Crystals instead of one.
No, she's going to say that this, and it's getting all over me.
You don't know. Like, you don't know your strength.
I don't need that.
You just went in there and went.
I don't need that.
I was barely touching
that devil tree all over me.
Oh, man. I do not want to be here in the morning.
It's my fault.
Yikes.
There.
I know. I thought it was a rock. I was like, what is this? So I was just playing with it in my hand. And then I realized it's her crystal.
I can't snap it in half. It snapped in half.
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it. But
I saw your face.
I know. I'm terrified. Oh, I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Nothing. It's something bad.
It just means
I'm going to Google it.
If you break a crystal. Well, I accidentally had a crystal like that one time. I bought a cheap little ring at the beach to wear as a wedding ring to be funny.
Yeah.
And I thought it was made out of metal. Yeah. And it fell off my hand one day because it was a little big and it broke in the floor. And yeah, she almost had a heart attack.
I was there.
Oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
What does it mean?
Is this mic on?
Oh, I was trying to get.
Yeah, what is it?
It says, as far as bad luck, even if the mineral is broken, it will still keep its energy. Okay, good. And it'll still bring your energetic aspects of the stone that you were seeking. So apparently it'll still work for her.
Okay.
So it's not bad luck.
Oh, she's going to be pissed, though.
That was close.
It says you can either fix it or decide to let it go.
It's what? So,
you can either fix it or decide to let it go.
Let it go. Don't touch it anymore.
I'm not going to.
No. No.
So she leaves it laying on her desk every day.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, Rob and I were the last two in here. And I said, I bet I'm going to take Alexis's crystal and hide it. What do you think she'd do? He goes, she probably wouldn't notice because she hadn't said anything about you taking away her trash can privileges.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
Everybody's got little waste paper baskets at their station.
Yeah.
And I've said from the beginning, it's for paper only. It's not for wet things or cups and all of that stuff.
Ooh.
And I went to empty hers the other day, and it had an empty can in it that was dripping, you know, energy drink all over the bottom of it. Because there are no liners in there. It's just for paper.
And you took her trash can
I told
away?
Rob, I said, that's it. She just lost her trash can privileges. Dunk. And I took it away, and she hadn't even said anything about it.
She knows. Well, I'll be honest now that we're talking about it. The other day I came in here and there was a coffee cup, like with coffee in it, in one of these trash cans. And Alexis knows. I said, just give me the coffee cup. We don't need to tell him. I ran it outside, threw it in the trash out there. I was like, no, it was before the show started.
Who would do that? Funniest thing?
I don't know. But I was like, let's just not. Just give me the cup. I don't know.
It's probably Todd. He's done it before.
No.
But I thought surely, though, that would never happen again after we had the discussion.
But I mean, to hear this from. I
know. It's because I'm not a neat freak or anything.
I can't even go here with this.
I know. I get it. But there's a difference
taking her trash can privileges away.
But that was a joke. I wanted her to ask about it, and then
I'm so glad
then
she's
have it come up on the air.
I'm gonna tell her, ever ask about that trash can.
You lost your trash can privileges. That would have been funny.
Yeah, right? It would have been funny for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't asked how long's that been.
About 3 days.
She's probably just been like stuffing all her trash in her shirt.
Maybe she's putting it in her little backpack. Yeah.
Maybe she's been putting it in Ace's.
Ooh.
See, Ace even folds up his papers before he puts them in the trash.
Wow, he even tidies it up to throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cute?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. That is so funny. But ooh, I want to see in the morning when that crystal was. Oh.
I can't believe that. I just broke her crystal. And she talks about these stupid crystals all day, every day.
Can you go buy one today? Like get her like a new, say, I know, I'm sorry, but here's one that's like, they say it's the best energy.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
Yeah, don't want to be amongst those people buying crystals.
I gotta go to
Where
crystals?
Do you buy these?
They have stores for them, and they make a lot of money.
Oh, I know. Is it called Crystal Store or what?
I really don't know.
Crystals are us.
You know, do you remember, some of you may not know, I don't know if you know this, what was that show with Pratt?
Chris Pratt? Chris Pratt?
Parks and Rec?
No, it was a reality show. And it was on MTV. Yeah. It was like the Laguna Beach.
Yeah, the hills. And
The hills, yeah. What's his, Spencer Pratt. And his wife. Heidi,
they're crystals. Yeah.
But okay, he'd wear a crystal.
Yeah, crazy.
This big, thousands and thousands of dollars, and people are just buying them left and right.
Mm-hmm. And you can make a lot of money if you own a crystal store.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, where do you get them? Where do you go get crystals? Like, do you get a wholesale thing? Do they have a market for that?
I don't know. It's Lost people will spend all kinds of money trying to find their way.
Yeah, I should tell Alexa, I'm helping you. You're lost.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you found.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I can't believe that happened. Oh, my God.
All right, so how are we going to do it?
Hey, I don't know.
Hold on, we got to take a break, and then we'll figure out how we're going to be able to tell her and get entertainment out of it on the radio.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the key. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, so we're here with our guest, Wicked Riggin, who kills crystals.
Oh, my God.
Now, I think if you missed it, Riggins was playing with the crystal that Alexis keeps on her desk, and he broke it in half. So I think that is just supposed to mean that she's gotten all the good energy out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe she'll look at it like that. Well, that must mean all the good energy is out of it. Or it means Riggins has so much bad energy that he broke my crystal because the crystal couldn't hold it.
Yeah, or maybe you just buy shitty crystals. That was my first thought. Buy a better crystal if I can break it with one hand without thinking about it. What kind of crystal? It's like a piece of junk. Buy better crystals. Yeah. What do you want me to tell you?
It's leaving crumbs everywhere.
I know. It's all over the place.
So she's going to, you can't take it and then present it to her on the air like at, you know, at 7:20 in the morning. We start at 6, so she's going to be looking for it immediately.
Do you think she'll notice if it's gone?
Maybe. I think she will.
Why don't y'all take it to sea? Test it.
Oh, I thought you meant like out in the ocean.
Take it to sea. Take it out to the ocean.
Take it to sea and sink it. Get wickedness out of it.
Not what I meant. Take it. Put it in your pocket. Hey, well, I'm not putting it in my
Rob,
are you freaked out by this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Alexis will notice her crystal, if we take it, that she'll notice it right at first in the morning?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because she leaves it right there so she can greet it in the mornings and rub it and do whatever she does to it.
I know. Sometimes I'll look Riggins over.
Broke it?
I broke it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel terrible.
That's on you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
We could just take it and say it got thrown away with her trash can. She lost her crystal privileges, too.
We took your crystal, too. No, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take it. I don't even really want to hold it, though. God forbid. No, I'm not going to try to, like, fake it and glue. Although I probably could.
Yeah.
What I think I'll do is I'll just take it. She'll ask where it is, and I'll say, well, I have it, but I want to hold on to it because I want to tell you something in a little bit.
Say I'm using it.
Yeah, I'm using it.
I felt a lot of bad energy this morning, and I really needed it.
But I'm going to check on you later today to make sure you're okay, that something didn't happen to you.
Judy, that's such a dark thing to say. What are you talking about?
I'm being nice because you're carrying that thing around today. I don't know.
A broke crystal?
Yeah. You got the magic beans.
I took your magic beans. And then I'll tell her. She'll be cool with it.
Oh, you're not awake when she's doing her More Show Live thing.
No.
Because that would be if you just...
I told her.
Let me do it. Let me go on and go. Look, I want to show you what happened today.
You could just... if there was some way to call her during that.
Yeah.
And then she answered it on camera and you say, I broke your crystal.
Guess what? You're effed.
Oh man.
But maybe it's her fault because, you know, she says you got to put it in the sun to charge it, or the moonlight or something, and it needs to be recharged. Maybe she hasn't charged it enough and it broke.
When she starts talking about that, I just, like, my eyes glaze over and I tune out. I don't know what she's talking about. And she goes, I mean, I'm happy for her that she likes the stuff, but you know, after a while, you just kind of like.
She's a happy little thing.
She is. Mm-hmm. So maybe, yeah, she sucked all the good energy out of it.
Yeah.
She did. I've seen her sucking on it. She's like, energy. Let's get it out of there. You know, like some people do a pain patch.
Yeah, right.
You know, those addicts, if they get a pain patch from the doctor, they'll suck on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty dark. That morphine out of it. Yeah. All right, Riggins, we'll find that out tomorrow and see how that goes. And
thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. And well, and if you're listening to this, it's already happened because we record this several days in advance. But whatever. We'll update it next week on the podcast.
Thanks for being a guest.
Yeah.
You got it. Thanks for having
me. And you know what? Just thanks for being you, Riggins.
And you know I love you today.
I love you too. I know. I'm just
you.
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
Well, I mean, he's not the only one sitting here.
Todd, I love you to death.
Oh, God.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Rob, I love you to death.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.